Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Sherry Schreiner. A couple things I want to talk about today. Trying a new mic on this thing, so if you can't hear me, let me know about it in the chat room. If you ever join the chat, you can see the link at blogtalkradio.com/SherryTalkRadio. Join the chat. And, a couple things I want to talk about. Did not watch the Oscars the other night. I never watch it. I never watch any of those Hollywood rituals. It's all there. Tranny rituals, satanic rituals, a joke, laugh in your face. So I watch it. You know, what I do remember is Jay Leno getting fired because he kept making jokes about Obama. Jay Leno should be rehired. And Trump just starts draining the swamp in Hollywood. You know, it's almost as bad as turning on Sunday football and watching the athletes turn it into a political platform. And that's what Hollywood's doing. Nobody cares what they think. Nobody cares what they say. They're entertaining people. So why are they turning it into a political platform? It drives you nuts. Just another reason you don't participate in Hollywood. You just ignore it. You know, I've been advocating boycott on Hollywood for a long time. It's bad enough when it's half time at the Super Bowl, let alone 8 o'clock prime time in your house. Your kids don't need to be watching that garbage. So I posted some videos this week And, you know, Friday night, the witches around the world had, were having kind of a ritual against President Trump. So I posted a warfare prayer against them. This ritual was one of self-destruction. It will bring mental imbalance on all those who sought to cast a spell on Trump because it was reversed and put back on them tenfold for all the senders who were sending it out to Trump. Well, when do you tell when these liberal leftists have mental imbalance? They do now. Liberalism is a mental disease. It's far beyond sanity. You can't even explain it. You know, I remember when Huffington News used to be a decent webpage. You'd go there and get some good news. Now it's just liberal libtards. You can't stand the place. Huffington Post. What happened? You know, none of these news outlets get it. None of them got the memo that 85% of the population voted for Trump. And about 10% probably don't watch their garbage, so they're really only tainting about 5% of the people that voted for them on their newscasts and their channels. You know, they stopped doing the voter recount because it started going in Hillary's favor. If they kept going, truth be known, that they had stuffed so many boxes to even make it look closer than it was, 85% voted for Trump. 85%. I got that number from the father when I asked him because I wanted to know what the real numbers were. I mean, she had them stuffed to the max. There were warehouses filled with boxes, fake ballots completed, already filled out for her. That's how it even looked as close as it was. But the libtards haven't gotten the memo. So I was watching this, I don't know if I'll get into that, but, Mr. Kennedy's videos. Kind of hard to say. He's one of these guys that does everything by codes, and I'm not a big fan of codes, as in numerology codes, because the way it looks is you can torture numbers long enough to make them sound any way you want them to. I mean, people just add this, subtract this together. I mean, really? But the big, if it came down to a date that on September 22nd, if Trump was assassinated in front of his wife, it would mimic the John F. Kennedy assassination. That was September 22nd, 2017. This is like the assassination watch now. Because I already warned Trump that on April 15th, there would be an assassination attempt against him. Multiple locations, multiple bomb sites with multiple shooters inside around them. And that was April 15th. I don't know if they will go ahead and do that because I know as soon as I let that out, they're furious that I knew. And so they may plan, change the date, or keep it the same. I don't know. All I can do is put the news out there. Most of the time when you reveal their stuff, they cancel it. Because they like the element of surprise. September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Those dates seem to be coming up on everything. But you know what? I don't want to get too hyped on anything about those dates. Because in 2014, they were coming up on everything. 2014, or was that 15? 2015, when the Pope was here, and it was the Jubilee year, and all the stuff was going on in September. It was one event after the next the entire month, and then boom, nothing happened. Nothing happened. I know on 23rd in 2015, CERN was supposed to open the gate, and that's what that whole date was about, was CERN opening the gate and beings coming through the gate, the portals. And so this year it's probably pretty much the same thing, because if it doesn't happen the one year, that doesn't mean it's, you just wait for the next time, basically, when it comes to the events. And so I'm sure this year they're pretty much going to start the same hype about CERN opening up the portals, the gates in space, in the abyss. There's two different abysses, folks. You have the abyss in hell under the earth, and there's the abyss in space. When the Bible talks about the millennial reign, 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ on earth, and talks about how Satan is bound and chained, cast into the bottomless pit, that's space, because the universe, space, is bottomless. It's not hell. It's under the earth, because in the middle of the earth, it's not bottomless. It would just roll out the South Pole, wouldn't it? It's two different terms for space, for abyss. So know which one you're using when you're using them. I don't know. Just a FYI on that one. I also ran across this article on Sorcha Fayal. Now, she is naval intel. And you never really know. You have to read her articles to know if it's what's going on, because sometimes they're really dead on, and then other times they're just really whacked. And so they're kind of a mix. But if I like something, then I'll post it on my Facebook or something. But for the most part, you just look at it and shake your head. But this one was good. This one was about the Pacific Ocean warned will turn to blood after Japan nuclear disaster breaches gates of hell. So what's this talking about is that the nuclear reactor in Japan has presumably melted its way all the way into the bowels of the earth. And it's releasing sulfur that's in the bowels of the earth. And another problem it's having is that if not stopped, it will cause the Pacific Ocean to turn blood red, killing everything within it and make it unnavigable. Talk about how the atmospheric rivers will also be affected. And of course, atmospheric records, I don't know if she's talking about under the earth or over the earth. Because there's water under the earth. There's actually lakes, oceans of water. The Bible talks about the lake of fire. Other lakes under the earth. But I just did this video on Planet X last week. I was talking about how this algae is formed, and it causes water to turn blood red. Because it's also listed in twice in the Book of Revelation. It talks about the blood turning red. Here we have it in Revelation 16:4. It's a trumpet. It's a bowl judgment. And the third angel poured out his vial on the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. It's also mentioned in Revelation 8 with great mountain cast into the ocean, which is the Atlantic. It turns the waters into blood, which is blood also means contamination. And then it says the name of the star, the mountain is Wormwood. which means bitter. And so what it says, became like, be similar to blood, something similar, or contamination. But just within Revelation 8 and then Revelation 16, we're looking at 2/3 of the world's water supply turning into blood, becoming contaminated. Now remember last year, the year before, I was talking about when I asked the Father about the last days. And he told me that water would be the most valuable resource. Water. And you look at these judgments that are coming where 2/3 of the world's water supplies. And imagine if they are contaminated by this red algae and turned to blood. That's nasty. When you see the water, it looks just like blood. And there's no, I guess there's no navigation with ships when it's that way. I don't know why, I'm not a scientist. But I don't think they're doing any fishing in the Pacific Ocean even now. I know last year they had a thing where they canceled West Coast crab fishing. Because the water's all contaminated over there. West Coast just becomes a... ew, the beaches are turned blood red. Nasty. Imagine a tsunami of red water taking down coastal cities. I don't know if that would be, around the time of a pulse wave. Too far away. I gotta keep my eye on biblical prophetic events and today's news. And that's why I love this book. I'll talk about it here a little bit. I need to get this book because I saw an article about it. Bella Kobsky, Social Inclusion. It talks about the 12 stages of a Planet X crossover, or Passover. And he just spent in the field was he went through the oral traditions, myths, legends, written, anything you could find anywhere on the planet about the Nibiru passing that allegedly occurred 500 years ago. Because I know a lot of people like to align that with the Noah's flood. But Noah's flood had nothing to do with Nibiru. Noah's flood was a direct judgment from the Most High God. Did Nibiru pass? I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know. But this, he has all this evidence that it actually did. See what had happened around 1600 BC. And that's when Nibiru passed. Planet X. And now it's coming back to pass again. But you can't refute the things he says about what happened during the passing. Okay, so the first thing he talks about is the red dust and the gravel hail. One of the first visible signs of this encounter, coming into an encounter with Planet X, was the reddening of the Earth's surface by a fine dust of rusty pigment. In sea, in lake, and river, this pigment became bloody. I see that term powder and dust and powder boots all the time, and I'm trying to figure out, what is this? Could it be this, the red dust? Is Earth going to be showered? We already know there's hailstones of fire as part of the judgments of the tribulation period. Then there's a rain of a naphtha type substance. This is like an oil like substance. And it says the descent of the ski fluid, which came earthward and blazed with heavy smoke, is recalled in the oral traditions of the inhabitants of both hemispheres. A rain of some kind of sticky substance, sticky fluid, blazed with heavy smoke. You know, I always have these visions that I was talking about, I'm about fires everywhere. Just like ground's on fire. But there's no bombs. You don't hear any bombs. I don't, in my visions, I don't hear bombs. I don't see bombs. I just see the ground continually burning. And it's like it doesn't just burn out. It just keeps burning. It could be this chemical substance somehow caused by the passing of plaques. Wind and darkness. An exceedingly strong wind endured for 7 days. All the time the land was shrouded in darkness. NASA was just read an article the other day about, or saw the headline, NASA confirming 15 days of darkness in March of this year. This guy is saying there was 7 days of darkness. That would kind of tip off to an oil, a pole flip, don't you think? Earthquakes. The area of the earthquake, the entire globe. Earthquakes affecting the entire globe. Epic winds, disturbed rotation. Right there is a pole flip, folks. Epic winds and a disturbed rotation. Alright. And then he's got electrical discharges. Then the other great earthquake shook the globe, according to medical literature, bright as the day of the summer solstice. Because of the proximity of the Earth, the comet lost its own orbit and went off out of the orbit of the Earth. And then it refers to it as a comet. Nibiru was not a comet. Discharges. Maybe that's that. What are they calling it? Strip that keeps him from the sun. It's actually from the roof. Takes out this electrical grid. And then breeze, meteors. Meteorites falling from the sky. Which sounds like a roaring noise of trumpets. Then it actually pole shift and magnetic reversal. Yeah, all this as a result of Planet X coming by. So, plenty to be alert. Throwing out the Planet X word now. The Pope's threatening Trump not to disclose it, and reverse psychology. There's all the Planet X coming. In other words, she's telling you, Planet X is coming. It's kind of disclosing the way people are. Because you finally tell them something about telling. Watch the reverse psychology, folks. Like, I'm not going to tell you PX is coming in May. And so you go back to sleep, you wait for the official announcement in May. Really? No, I think it's too early for Planet X. I'll tell you when I think Planet X is going to come. There's other signs to watch for first. Watch for the arrival of the Ascended Masters, World Teachers, Cosmic Beings, New Age Cons. You want to call them coming to rule over us, called the Avatar Command, Galactic Federation. What do you watch for them to arrive? Sananda, Maitreya, Germain, Eve, Lilith. Eve's coming to play there. and Lilith's kind of Mary Magdalene, and then the rest will be about probably, I think there's a lot of 12 total, because they're going to mimic, you know, Yeshua and the apostles. So they're going to have two women. They've got Mary playing Jesus' mother, and because they need a role for Lilith. And she wants to come. And so they need a character for her to play. Watch for them to arrive. And I'm seeing their arrival any day in the codes, Bible codes. It's imminent, folks. And then they represent, Sananda represents the Pale Horse Rider, and Maitreya represents the Islamic Beast, the 12th Iron Man. He also represents the Black Horse, the Apocalypse. After they arrive, probably about a month later, boom. Now, I've always felt the six seal, I know people have videos out, six seals already happened, blah, blah, blah. It has not happened. The six seal, I have always believed, will happen at the end of May. May 25th. The end of May. It's the six seal. We are still in Revelation chapter 6. Six seal, end of May. And then anytime after that, PX can come in. Really, about any time after the sixth seal earthquake. You can read about that in Revelation chapter 6. Huge earthquake. I believe it's the Madrid fault line here in America. That's what, if we're going to be on any kind of a timeline, the first thing to watch for is the arrival of the Ascended Masters. The arrival of the Beast setting up their eighth regime on Earth, this new age of La La Land. Anyway, folks, I'm out of time. Be back tomorrow at noon, and we'll pick up some prophecy and today's news. Until then, God bless.